broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Oh, Ben, we're getting so close to the Century Tournament of Champions. Max Novina is with us in the clubhouse. Talk about some of the fun things we can do during the Century Tournament of Champions. Josh Mark is the brand manager, Swing Control, a golf and lifestyle apparel company. Ron Syrak, award-winning writer, Golf Channel contributor. It's almost time for Player of the Year. That's a points battle. When you win, you earn points, or you come in second, you win points, and it's so close. Lydia Ko, I think it's just 1 point separating her from the number two. We're going to talk with him about the final, and by the way, I'm almost afraid to say who is in the lead right now, you know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, Allison Korpuz is in the lead. Yes. Okay. This is Hawaii's Allison Korpuz, guys. All right. This is so exciting. We're going to have a mostly cloudy day, a little breezy, a little rain, leeward side, maybe some scattered showers, high 84. Yes, not 88. The low tonight, about 66. Of course, up Wahiawa, probably going to be a little bit colder. Trades 15 to 25 miles per hour. It's going to be an absolutely fabulous day to play a round of golf. If you'd like to get out and play the Hui Ho send-off for Dave Lomax at Maui Nui is underway. Dave, aloha. Thank you for being there, getting tea times for us every Saturday morning. Wailea, Gold Course, 11:30. Emerald, 10:30. Blue Course, 12:20. A lot of folks are playing golf. Not a lot of tea times. Makaha East has a 9:30. Eva Beach Golf Club has an 8:50, 9:20. Royal Hawaiian has a 9:52, 8:40 if you're close by. Turtle Bay, 8:38, 9:36. And at Poipu Bay, there's a 10:10, 11:30, 12:10. Puka da Cooler. You need a new cooler, guys. Just, you know, spring for it. They're going out today. And the Butch Cassidy gang is out on the course as well. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. And today, it's Aloha Power's 40th anniversary sale. Maruyama Steel Echo Honda Billy Goat Echo chainsaws, yeah, riding mowers, you name it. Get on down to Aloha Power Equipment.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. Brought to you by these fine sponsors: MD Restoration, water, flood, broken pipe cleanup, 24/7 licensed and insured. Aloha Powers Superstore, next to the Costco gas station. We got merchandise busting at the seams. Honda blowers, weed whackers, generators, steel, Maruyama. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. SciPac Cybersecurity, Hawaii's experts in cybercrime, ransom, and security. Keep your company safe. Call SciPac. Cross Country Mortgage. Go see the experts and get your money ready to buy the home you want. Here's Danielle Tucker.
Veterans Day was yesterday, but we're celebrating all weekend long. And Major Ed Pulido retired, a Purple Heart recipient who lost his left leg from the knee down from an IED. Major Ed Pulido is U.S. Army retired, decorated combat veteran, CEO and co-founder, John Daly, Major Ed, Heart of a Lion Foundation. He was former senior VP co-founding member, though, too. Ambassador as well, Folds of Honor Foundation, and co-founder of Warriors for Freedom Foundation. I'm going to talk with him about all the things he is doing, has plans for. Major Ed Pulido, welcome into the clubhouse.
Well, good morning, and I hope you can hear me okay, coming in hot from Oklahoma, and happy belated Veterans Day, and God bless the United States of America, and it is a great day to be an American.
Absolutely. You know, and listen to his voice. Is that the most positive, optimistic-sounding guy in the world? Major Ed Pulido, I really want to talk to you as we get underway, focusing on our veterans. You are a survivor. not just from your physical, but from also the wounds inside, the depression, the PTSD, suicidal ideation. Can you, I want to talk about that because, I mean, to overcome everything and to put all of your energy in something as positive as what you're doing, how did you do that?
Well, it was interesting. I had a lot, the right support system from everyone here in this country. And the other thing that I did was I actually took the game of golf as a way for recovery. And it's great that I have had some great mentors and friends who have told me, you know what, never quit on the precious gift of life. But also I had a mother and a wife and two daughters that inspired me every day. And then my faith in God carries me through my challenges and my understanding that, you know what, I'm not the same person I was before, but I've changed for the better. And I'm purposeful and I'm passionate and I'm resourceful. And I'm also one of those individuals that I've met some incredible people in this journey. And you know what, as I always told people and I've always said, and I said yesterday, losing my left leg was the best thing that ever happened to me. And it is because of that reason of my faith and my love for country that I'm here today being able to do some great things.
I need to ask one more time just to follow up. In the middle of the night when you're by yourself and you're awake, did you ever call? Did you ever reach out to people?
Yeah, I did. And I tell you, it was one of those things where, you know, you just don't know what's going to happen next. And, you know, suicidal ideation is real. I lost my left leg and I was struggling. But I just also knew that I could never quit on the precious gift of life and certainly couldn't quit on my family and myself. And, you know, the empowerment word is a big word for me. So is the resiliency word. It's always about, you know, never quitting, never giving up. And I was standing up for your true self. And to me, that was what it was all about. And I get to celebrate another Veterans Day because of it. And, you know, at the end of the day, died three times on the battlefield, lost my leg. But again, you know what? I wouldn't change anything about my life now. I knew I did the right thing. And I knew that I was fighting for my country and for the freedom for the world.
Yes, and everything that happened to you before brought you to where you are now, able to understand the people you're talking to. Let's talk about Warriors for Freedom Foundation. This is a particular foundation that focuses on the mental, physical, and wellness support for wounded veterans and their families. Was that your inspiration, having gone through what you did?
Yeah, it was, because I was seeing that, you know, utilizing sport, no matter what it is, and that's why I love golf, utilizing sport just changed me. It created this beacon of hope for me, you know, and being able to do the things that I used to do. I was a baseball player, softball player, you know, and played soccer and other sports, football, you know, and, you know, I can't do all of those things anymore like that, and specifically the softball game. So taking the game of golf, you know, and understanding that I do have some limitations, but I know that I can play the game and play it successfully. And you know, I have friends like Chad Pfeiffer who do very well with it. And that just inspired me to be able to get up and do something, you know, every day. And I just got to tell people, you know, when we started Warriors for Freedom, that was the focus, was to take these veterans to go play golf, to introduce them to that community, and to be inspired by the fact that they didn't have to quit. And that's why the PGA Reach program has been very powerful. And, you know, Warriors for Freedom is a part of that program as well and supports it. And I just think that it's a winning combination. And not only the mental, but the which is getting your community to stand with you and to stand by side by side and saying, you know what, we're never going to let you quit. And that, to me, is inspirational and empowering, and that's why we do what we do. And I'm just glad that you're bringing that up, because out there, all across this country, they're doing great work.
Yeah, and it's warriorsforfreedom.org, warriorsforfreedom.org. And let's talk more action vets covering vets. You can join as a veteran there, or you can join as a volunteer. We didn't mention, too, you know, there's the physical, but there's, and then there's the emotional parts of surviving, but then there's the brain injuries that is not even visible, and people wouldn't know, but there's a lot going on. You must know Steve Greiner.
Yes, and I will tell you that brain injuries are the signature wounds of this war. And I tell people that we have to understand these brain injuries, TBI, and that's why the game of golf has been very powerful for that, is because, you know, when you're talking about a TBI, you're able to concentrate. The game does a lot for all of that. And I'm just grateful that, you know, I get an opportunity to really share something very powerful, and that is, you know, to say, hey, if you have a brain injury, utilize the game of golf for recovery. And that is something that a lot of studies are being done all over this country. And, you know, it's a very powerful thing to be a part of and to understand that, you know what, at the end of the day, you can live with a traumatic brain injury and still have a great quality of life.
Exactly, exactly. And for people to understand what you're going through, you need to communicate a little bit. And I found that when I went to Washington, I was in Virginia visiting my son, who is now, I must say, he's a first sergeant in the Army. I am so excited. He was promoted.
Wow, congratulations.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. I'm really excited. And I was there. I went to Steve Greiner, went to Belvoir and the golf course. And I was there during one of their sessions where everyone gets together, plays a little on the putting green, plays a little bit on the driving range, plays a little bit. And the communication and the getting to know each other, and then being told, you know, not to worry about if somebody walks away from the group, it's just because they need to have some time to pull themselves together again, and they'll come back. You know, and sometimes you don't realize why a person is like, well, why are they drifting away? Well, it's because, you know, their particular injury, you may not be able to see it, but they need to walk away, pull themselves together, then they can come back. And it's a beautiful thing to get to know people like that. And I was so inspired by that interaction. Now, speaking of golf, okay, because this is the Golf Club radio show, you are, you know, right, you are also CEO and co-founder, John Daly, Major Ed, Heart of a Lion Foundation, and we're talking the John Daly. How did you guys get together?
Well, it's a great question. John and I got together at his kitchen table during COVID, and he broke down on me and he said, Ed, I need to do something and create a legacy that will enable me to utilize the game and utilize my passion for what I've done and move the needle forward to help first responders and veterans and their families and children with cancer and this, and Boys and Girls Club. And I said, well, John, I have a job. You know, I'm working at Folds of Honor. And he said, well, just think about it. And I said, well, what would we call it? And he said, you know what? You're the Purple Heart and I'm the Lion. And we can call it Heart of a Lion. And that's how it was created, to be the heartbeat of America, to be the heartbeat of, for people, and to be the heartbeat of just everyday empowerment. And to me, that was just a great message. We got together and we used the game of golf as a way to engage people, just like I did at Folds of Honor, and now we're doing events across the country, and people are getting a chance to play golf and interact, and you know what? And John's given people lessons, and our veterans that have been critically injured. I mean, it's just incredible, just the connection. And then we fund a lot of organizations that are doing a lot of this great work, and that's what's empowering as well.
That is wonderful. Yeah, it's heartofalionfoundation.org. Can people get in? How do people get involved? I love what John did. I mean, to be able to open up. But he's when I met him at, I was at the Masters one year, and he had his tent out, And he is probably the most giving person. He was taking photographs with everybody, you know, doing selfies and signing. And he was running around going to get the T-shirts. And it wasn't like he was standing there being a celebrity. He was totally engaged with everyone. And he's, for all of his, like, you know, people, oh, it's John Daly. He's a really wonderful person in his loud pants.
He is, and he gives his heart and soul to people, like you just said. That's what's different. He's the working man's golf champion, is what I call him. And, you know, the working man's friend. And the thing about it is that you need those kind of people in the game to grow it, because not everybody has all the resources to be able to do what they need to do to, you know, to get involved in the game. But he makes it to where, you know what, everybody can play. And that, to me, is the growth of the game, and that's why everyone loves him. And that's why when we're at a championship, to see how many people follow him and want to talk to him, it's incredible. And, of course, you know, we still have our little issues where we have to order, you know, $500 to $1,000 in Taco Bell or whatever it may be and make the news. But it doesn't matter. You know, I know how JD is. And you know what? He's actually toned down his drinking and all of that, too. So the cigarettes, you know, that's going to be his keepsake. But at the end of the day, you know what? He's changed a lot. And I know him personally, and I like that about him, because he's still genuine, still has a heart. But he knows that, it's, you know, you got to tone it down the older you get. And that's okay, you know. Your game is changing, and right now he's going through some, you know, some pain issues with his knee and just got some surgery. But he's coming back strong, and that's what it's all about. You know what? We kind of come down at times, and then we lift each other up, and that's what he's doing right now.
Yeah, perfect. You know, I like you. You gotta tame yourself a little bit as you get older. Is that what you said?
Oh yeah. Well, and the thing is that, you know, I told him, I said, hey, we also got to find the good Lord, too, and we talk about that a lot. And I don't know, you know, he's going to be John, but he's also going to be real, and he's also going to be somebody that does understand that we live in a great nation, and the game of golf has been good to him, and that's his approach to all of the things that he's doing these days.
Yeah.
But you know what? He can use the game for the beacon of life, you know?
Yeah. It's true. I mean, you know, some people say that sounds so corny, but it's not. When you get together, it started off as the Executive Women's Golf Foundation and organization, whatever. but when you get a bunch of girls together and they start playing golf, it's fun. You know, people from CEOs to secretaries to retirees to students from college, they all become the same. There's no labels on your shirt saying who you are. You know, you're just all golfers. Yeah, maybe your sticks do the talking, but you know, nobody judges you for that. And it's a wonderful thing. Now, you have had so many experiences. You wrote a book, Warrior for Freedom: Challenge, Triumph, and Change. You know, challenge, yeah. I get, triumph. Change is really one of the most operative words in that whole thing.
And writing that book, challenge was sitting on the battlefield and almost losing my life. Triumph is taking the first step after amputation. And then change was living adaptively, knowing that I changed forever. And like you said, I changed for the better, to do things that are purposeful, to have passion, you know, and to be purposeful in my older years of life. And I think, to me, we all find that faith and that driving force, you know, as we get older. And, you know, like you, congratulations on your show. You had me on when I was really just getting started. And how great it is that now look where I'm at now, and look what I'm doing. And I don't know, it's a proud moment, not for me, but it's a proud moment for other people to see that, you know what, when you don't quit on the precious gift of life, there are great things that can happen. And you remember, I used to interview with you, and I wasn't that good as I am now, and now look at me, you know, I'm like, You know what? I can talk and talk about everything in life because I've got some great experiences. But I got to tell you, you were a champion for me in the early years. And for that, I give you a big salute because I tell you what, I wouldn't be here without folks like you.
Oh, that is so. But you know what? Your heart always came through. So your message always was delivered. Yeah. Yes, you can talk about just about anything. I want to close our conversation for now. Real Warriors campaign, promoting a culture of support for psychological health by encouraging military community reach out for help, whether coping with daily stresses of military life or concerns like depression, anxiety, and post-traumatic stress disorder. How do you know, you have so many hands in so many different places. When I was communicating with Major Ed Pulido, a Purple Heart recipient who lost his left leg from the knee down, IED, decorated combat veteran, CEO and co-founder John Daly, Major Ed, Heart of a Lion Foundation, and so many other things. He was a founder, co-founder of Folds of Honor. It's just, he said to me, I said, did you get my email? He goes, yeah, I'm traveling. And I'm like, yeah, of course he's traveling. You're always on the road. So how did you get involved in this campaign?
Well, Department of Defense called me and asked me to do something about the issues related to veterans coming back with traumatic brain injuries and also coming back and curbing the suicide rate. And I got to tell you, that was game-changing for me because I saw it like, you know what, I need to do something about this. And I lost several folks, and when that happened, it changed my life. And I said, what do I got to do to make it happen and to change the world and the way that we do business for our veterans? And that's exactly what I did. I ended up focusing on all of that and, you know what, made a difference and changed some lives. And then all of a sudden, you know what, I ended up just making some drastic changes to say, hey, I'm going to change the way that we're doing business for our veterans. And that's exactly what happened, and that's what we're doing today.
Excellent. That's the Real Warriors campaign. His book is Warrior for Freedom, Challenge, Triumph, and Change. Major Ed Pulido, retired. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Okay, thank you so much. And hey, congratulations. I love you, and you're the best. Go
I love rock. You too. We'll talk again real soon, okay?
Right. Bye.
Okay,
bye-bye.
All right, we're going to come back with Max Novina, Executive Director, PGA Tour's Century Tournament of Champions. It's January 4th through the 8th at Kapalua's on the Plantation Course. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
You want a new home, but what do you need first? Call Cross Country Mortgage. Great customer service. They're your personal mortgage lender. Getting pre-approved is the key to being prepared to get the home you want. Cross Country offers a wide range of loans. Our Hawaii-savvy real estate lenders help your loan go smoothly. Call Derek at 808-445-4038. Experience mortgage made easy. Cross Country Mortgage, 808-445-4038.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Iwelei. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore.
And it's Aloha Power Equipment's 40th anniversary sale. Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Honda, Billy Goat, chainsaws, riding mowers, you name it, go over. And if you need equipment replaced, you know, repaired, yes, they can do all of that. And all of this, not necessarily the repairs, but all of the sale up to 40% off. So get over, meet the reps, talk with their staff about your needs. It's their birthday, and you reap the rewards today and tomorrow. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me?
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
The Century Tournament of Champions Winner Circle with Max Novena, Executive Director of the Century Tournament of Champions and hosted by Danielle Tucker. Golf's first tournament of the new year, keeping you on top of what's happening at Century Tournament of Champions at the Plantation Course, Kapalua, Maui, January 5th to the 8th, 2023. Spectators, volunteers, media, and whales leaping out of the water to watch the best of the best challenge Maui's Kapalua Plantation Course. Here's Max Novena and Danielle Tucker.
I bet you didn't know those whales were jumping for that reason, right? You always wonder, why do they leap out of the water? It's not their environment. Yeah, reaching for the stars, reaching for a look at the Plantation Course. And I don't want to scare Max Novena, but there's only like 50 days and 33 minutes. Make that 53 days and 33 minutes. Max Novena, Executive Director, Century Tournament of Champions, January 4th through the 8th. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Good morning, Danielle. Hey. Aloha.
Aloha. All right. You got introduced to the golf industry kind of early, right? Like 2005, 2006, U.S. Women's Open at Cherry Hills Country Club, Newport Country Club. Did you play golf when you were a kid?
Yeah, I absolutely did, Danielle. And, you know, before we talk about golf and the tour and the Century Tournament of Champions, you know, first off, it was just amazing to listen to Major Ed. And as you and I have gotten to know each other over the last couple months, you know, I've learned that your son is active military. And so I'd be remiss if, on behalf of the PGA Tour Century Tournament of Champions, if I didn't personally thank your son and all of our veterans for their service.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Yeah, he's been in there a long time. And as I mentioned to Major Ed, I'm so proud that he has become first sergeant. And that's like the highest NCO position. So it's just... he's one of those really solid, down-to-earth guys that can just really help his guys. And that's what it's all about, you know. In the military, you've got to help each other. But and the same thing goes for everything, right, including the Century Tournament of Champions, the 4th through the 8th on Kapalua's beautiful plantation course. I bet your staff on course, the superintendent's staff, they're really working hard to get it all right.
Yeah, absolutely. I was actually out on the golf course having a look before we jumped on for this show, and it's pristine. It looks magnificent. We were actually shooting some drone footage of the back nine, specifically in and around the 11th hole and the 14th hole. You know, which is some of your listeners may know is a drivable par four, and you know, in the backdrop you have Honolulu Bay, the Peleliu Channel, and Molokai, and I'm told that the first couple whale spouts have been spotted. So we're getting ready, we're getting geared up. You know, thank you for reminding me and all of us that we're only 53. 4 days away.
Yes. It's like this year is just flying by, which reminds me, you know, there are pro-am positions. You could play this pristine course with the professionals, not while they're competing, but there's pro-am. Is it still a two-day pro-am?
It is, yeah. So our pro-am is unlike any other, and, you know, I'm likely biased, but I believe it to be the best pro-am on the PGA Tour. And that's not just because of the player that you get paired with. You know, obviously our field is comprised of winners or anybody that qualified for the top 30, specifically the Tour Championship at East Lake in Atlanta. So, you know, it means that every player has done something right on tour in the preceding year. But beyond that, we host an AM at the Bay Course the Tuesday prior. We have an amazing draw party at Taverna, and we have a really unique format with which we pair our amateurs with their professionals. It's actually performance-based, so we execute a little you know, putting contest that determines priority and selection. Then, obviously, the pro-am on the plantation course on Wednesday, and then instead of, you know, a traditional sort of award session, we do a Hawaiian luau as our awards party. And so there's just a lot of value and a lot of experience built into it. And this year we have one of the biggest fields ever for the Century Tournament of Champions. You know, currently 40 players are eligible, and so we've actually expanded our pro-am, and we've added a couple groups, you know, for folks that may have interest in, and still want to join up.
Yeah. So how do you get to play in the pro-am? Where do I go to sign up?
Yeah. You know, these days with naming conventions on the website and all of that, the easiest thing is literally just you know, punch in Century Tournament of Champions or PGA Tour Century Tournament of Champions, and you'll get to a place that will, you know, describe everything that's included in the experience and specifically how to get a hold of me, and I'll personally take care of anybody that that wants to join.
Oh, fantastic. You're in good hands with Max Novina. So there are places left.
They are. Like I said, we were in a sold-out you know, situation.
Right.
But part of qualification through the fall season, we've had the opportunity to add four additional winners to the field. And so, in turn, that's allowed us to expand our pro-am format and add two additional groups.
So don't hesitate, just do it. Get in touch with him because there's not a lot of space available. By the way, what is the money that you know, obviously there's a charge involved here. What is done with the money that you raise?
Yeah, well, the underpinning of our model, not just the Century Tournament of Champions, but any tournament on the PGA Tour is first and foremost to ensure that we engage, we entertain, we inspire. We want people, whether it be, you know, business, families, individuals, to come together and have just a fantastic experience at the Century Tournament of Champions, as well as, you know, on island. But our business model is such that we give everything away. So all of the net proceeds go back to charity, and it all specifically remains on Maui and in the islands. So the impact is significant. It's you know, it's material. It's not only golf focused. It spans you know, literally every single cause. And you know, these days there's so many people in need, and it's really not just an honor. It's our you know, it's our responsibility to get back in this way.
Awesome, it is. And connected communities is something the folks at Century take very, very seriously. So they're very much involved in their community, and now it's home. Maui is like their second home. So they obviously want to do what they do for their first home in their second home. It's wonderful. Now, here's another question. Honorary observers. Now, I got to be an honorary observer at the Sony. And it was so cool to be that close. You know, like you're inside the ropes and you're, you know, you're not right next to everybody. You're standing behind at a respectful distance because they're working and they want to win. And but you get to literally, you know, be inside the ropes and follow your group. Are there honorary observers this year at Century?
Yes, there absolutely are. And, you know, to your point, if you love the game of golf, if you're learning the game of golf, it's one of the best experiences that you could have. You're like you said, inside of the ropes, you're a part of the action. Proximity, the intimacy, not to just what's transpiring, but the athletes and the interactions between the players and their caddies. It's really like unlike anything in all of sport.
It really is. And so do you have spots open or are you already filled up?
Yeah, you know, similar to the Pro-Am, it's, you know, it's one of those unique things of our event. As our field grows each and every week, we have the opportunity to expand, the opportunity to get people involved, you know, specifically with the Pro-Am and the Honorary Observer. And so we have added Honorary Observer groups as well.
Awesome. Okay, so the same thing goes. You go online, Century Tournament of Champions, just, you know, write that in. Bingo, you're there. You'll see it, and your tickets, hospitality, tournament info, history, and just go deep, and you'll find a way to get in touch with Max Novina, and he can help you. So, I'm not a volunteer. I am a person who wants to enjoy the tournament. I want to walk alongside, you know, outside the ropes. I want to see the beauty. I want to watch this fabulous tournament, and it could be a hot day, although it's winter here. It could be warm, and there's not a lot of tree coverage that you're not going to be finding a lot of trees. Food, shelter, water, rest stations, are there those for spectators who want to go on the course?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the things that's so important, and you've seen this evolution at other events, and it's an area that we're investing heavily into. You know, we certainly want to make sure that the diehard golfer has what they want and need when they're here at our event. And, you know, likely the field and what's happening inside of the ropes is enough for that diehard golfer. We also want to make sure that the event or entertainment seeker or the family that wants to do something different and unique are also really well taken care of. And all of the things that you alluded to are really so integral to that experience. I mean, ensuring that people have shade or that the level of food and beverage, you know, is where people would want it to be. Maui, Hawaii, it's so cultural. And so we've worked with numerous local restaurants and chefs. We're going to have Joey's Kitchen at the tournament. For anybody that knows Joey McDangdang, we're going to have Outrigger Pizza from Kihei, Castaway Cafe, the Plantation House represented. We also have Chef Taylor Ponte, who won Chef of the Year last year. And we're also going to bring in Big Wave Shave Ice as well as multiple food trucks. And so, you know, the goal here is to ensure that certainly the golf has to be fantastic, but the experience at the golf course has to really, you know, match what's happening inside of the ropes. And we're so excited to be working with so many well-known local restaurants and organizations to help bring that to life.
Yeah, it sounds like I could eat my way around the course. Next rest station. something to, you know, because it's a big course. Plantation course is fantastic. It's gorgeous, and it's large. And speaking of large, Century Tournament of Champions is one of the elevated events on the PGA Tour. What does that mean exactly, Max Novina?
Yeah, so you know, it's interesting. We've been talking a lot about this, what elevation means. And so there are the technical elements of elevation, like the purse boost. You know, our purse has now gone from 8.2 to 15 million. It's, you know, essentially close to doubled. There's the expansion of the eligibility. So not just winners, but anybody who qualifies for the Tour Championship as part of being top 30 of the FedEx Cup points list. You know, certainly Century's commitment and extension as our title sponsor through 2035, which, you know, sort of ensures the stability, you know, for the event, for the community, to ensure that we continue to build and deliver a better event every single year. But beyond that, you know, for us, what does elevation mean? It really is about designing incredible experiences for all of our constituents, ensuring that, you know, we celebrate the game. We also, you know, celebrate our lives, our families, and ultimately, you know, create a platform that allows us to give back to the community. So, you know, there are elements of elevation that are really about ensuring that the product is the best that it can be. What we're most focused on, though, you know, here on Maui and as a tournament staff, is ensuring that we maximize the impact that it can create for the community.
Absolutely. Last year, a record $642,490,000 was raised for charity. So I got a feeling that it's going to be a bigger record. The record will be broken again, which is super exciting, I think. And it was really cool to see, you know, Rory is number one in the world. He won several times. Oh, gosh, that knocks somebody out. But it's really cool that Rory won several times. So Rory McIlroy is going to be there. But it was really cool at Zozo when Keegan Bradley won. I was standing. I asked him a question. He didn't do really well that year at Plantation Course. And he was less than, he was a little upset with me for asking the question. He's a tall guy, you know, and I'm fairly tall, but he looked down at me like, what do you think? Yeah, but when I saw him so just grateful, winning Zozo and the tears and just the emotion of how much it meant to him, you know, on the one hand, you cannot play this game of golf without there being a lot of emotion involved. The best thing you can do is learn how to put that like someplace else, because it's just going to wreck you. But you know, when it's over, you can celebrate. And that's the beauty too. You know, that 19th hole is there for a reason. So I encourage all of you to get out and go play and get your tickets. Go to Century Tournament of Champions. Have a wonderful time when you're on Maui. And I just know that you're also, in addition to having a wonderful time, you are really making others' lives wonderful, more wonderful as well. And I thank you, Max Novinas, for spending so much time with me this morning. Really appreciate it.
Likewise, Danielle. Have a fabulous rest of your day and weekend, and same to all of your listeners.
Awesome.
Aloha.
Aloha. Talk soon. All right. Josh Mark. Swing control. What's the first thing you think of when you hear swing control? Well, I'm not going to give it away. We're going to come back with Josh Mark after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game.
Our mission at CyPAC is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets with the serenity that comes from having CyPAC watching your network and infrastructure so you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at CyPAC.com. That's CYPA.com. MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. COVID compliant. Fire damage repair, mold remediation, asbestos abatement. Call 528-3434. And now, get MD cleaned. What do you get for the person that has everything? We're proud to announce Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show logoed merchandise store is open. Just click the green button on our RadioGolfClub.com website to find an outstanding selection of golf club logoed items. Make an impact on the golf course with our range of clothing and accessories that ensure a smile with every package. Explore all golf styles from shirts, pants to jackets, and hats in your size and color. Visit Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club merchandise store today at RadioGolfClub.com. Fun at your fingertips with style. The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Iwale. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore.
And it's really important. Very, 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 very important. It's Aloha Power's 40th anniversary sale. 40th, up to 40% off. Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Honda, Billy Goat. Go on into that store, and if you need your equipment repaired, Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is the place to go behind the Costco gas station. Also, the Waipahu store is open. Meet the reps. Talk with our staff about your needs. It's our birthday, 40 years. Yep, you keep the rewards. You reap them. That's right, and you get to keep them. Take them home. Today and tomorrow, Aloha Power Equipment Superstore. We put power at your fingertips.
Ball set up sweetly in the bunker. I set myself comfortably into the sand, swing for under the ball, and it sails up onto the green and into the hole. Let's go back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Okay, that was a long tease, wasn't it? Josh Mark, brand manager, swing control, golf and lifestyle apparel. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hi, Danielle. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
It's good to have you in. I was looking at swingcontrol.com. Go there and you can see what we're talking about. You know, when I first heard about your company, I thought you were a swing guru, you know, Swing Control. How did that name come about?
So that's a very good question, actually. So our parent company, the initials are S and C. So part of our signature technology, I guess, that's built into our garment is built-in tummy control. So that's where the control comes from. And because of the golf product, Swing was a great fit. So here we are, Swing Control.
Wow. So
where it all came from.
Yeah. So the fabric is the basis of the Swing Control, how you make it.
Yes, exactly, exactly. So we've got, we have built-in tummy control, which is in the waistband of the pants. So it's almost like a Spanx effect that you can, and you can wear the product on the course, off the course, and which is what makes us a lifestyle. You just need to change up your top and your shoes, and you're good to go from the greens to the clubhouse.
Wow. And
or on into your day.
Yeah, this started back in the mid-1970s. Who got inspired to go into golf and lifestyle?
So our parent company came about in the late 70s, and we've been mostly doing private label for other companies, so manufacturing under their brand. Within the last 10 years, we decided to take our owner's passion for golf and blend it with the pants and the product that we were making for our other customers and turn it into a golf line, because we really felt that there was a huge hole in the market for attractive women's apparel. It was a bit sad for a while. So we wanted to come up with a fix, and I think we've done an all right job with that.
I think you've done an all right job with that, too. Swingcontrol.com. You're welcome. So when I go to Swing Control, there's some interesting. How do you choose colors? Do they change every season?
Good question. Yes, they change every season. Prior to spring 22, so earlier, well, the end of last year, really, we were only making women's bottoms. So we were just picking some fabulous prints that we thought would resonate with our customer base and wanted a nice blend. We weren't too fixed on specific colors because we were just doing bottoms. But in spring 22, we added tops and dresses to the collection. So we had to change our print and color selection process a little bit to make cohesive color stories. Well, so every season, in short, every season we're adding and changing the color group and the print to go back to them.
I like that. I like that because, you know, colors just, they do change. You know, it's an interesting thing.
Yeah.
You know, different hues of red. You know, some years, and it's funny how when they change it, they go, oh, yeah, that's a better red. But you said same.
Exactly.
One says that the year before, you know, that was a better red. Now it's a better red. And I love these houndstooth pants, these slacks for women. And you could actually get houndstooth slacks for women and a houndstooth shorts for the guy, and you guys can be like matching. It's cool.
Exactly. So we just added the men to the mix as well in this past summer. They're not pull on. They don't have tummy control. Sorry, guys. They are fully constructed, 5-pocket, but they do have an incredibly stretchy and superbly comfortable waistband. So you've got a bit of the technology, but more in the traditional styling.
The shiny snake golf pant. I'm telling you, ladies, I'm looking at this going, oh yeah, I wouldn't just wear this for golf.
Exactly.
I want one in my wardrobe.
Well, we can make that happen. Don't you worry, Danielle. We'll make that happen.
This is these are really nice. Where do you get your fabrics?
Thank you.
Who makes them?
So all of our fabrics are imported, like, you know, most every producer these days. As far as the garment manufacturing goes, the majority of our women's bottoms are all made in Canada. Huh. We're a Canadian-based company. And we do our manufacturing around the corner from our office in Montreal, which is really exciting and so uncommon these days.
So you bring in the fabric, which is what most people do, and then, but you have in-house, so seamstresses are working to put the different, the pants, the shorts, the shirts, they're all made, the fall styles are made right next door to your main house.
Yeah, pretty much. The women's bottoms are all made in Canada, which is really exciting because we're able to actually take and hold the rolls of fabric that we order at the beginning of the season and watch our inventory. So we're able to react very quickly to shortages in particular sizes, or if we're getting tons of requests for this print in a body that's not been offered in the line, we're able to turn rolls of fabric into finished goods in about 6 to 8 weeks. Which is basically overnight in comparison to if you're ordering finished goods from a factory overseas.
Yeah,
which is like 6-7 months now.
Yeah, that's called the supply chain. People don't realize what it means by supply chain. I mean, we're not just, you know, we depend on the entire globe to get everything that we need to get to the store and buy something. So, you know, if one part of the world that makes the Snap-on isn't making the Snap-on fast enough, well, that messes up the whole supply. It's bizarre, but it is the way things are now. It's great to hear that you're stepping outside the box and doing what we should be doing for ourselves everywhere. So, as I look here, comfortable, easy to wear, features a wide slip-on waistband that won't bunch, discreet yet functional, nothing bulges. It's really, really classy stuff here. Swingcontrol.com. Do you play golf, Josh?
Loaded question. I started to learn, and then, I need to get back to that. Big time.
No, I understand. No, but, you know, play golf means a lot of different things. Do you go out as a recreational player and bang the ball around with your friends? Do you have a handicap that you are really married to? And you wear it on your sleeve? You're so proud of it, right? Or are you somewhere in between? And it doesn't matter. You're playing golf. And that's the bottom line. As long as you're having fun and it makes you happy.
Exactly.
That's you know, and your whole gang gets
that's
together.
That's what it's all about.
It is what it's all about, yeah. Josh Mark, Brand Control, Swing Control, Golf and Lifestyle Apparel. It's swingcontrol.com. Thanks so much for being inside the clubhouse with us this morning. Evening. Afternoon.
Thank you, Danny.
Today.
It's all good. Thank you so much, Danielle. I really appreciate it.
It's been my pleasure. Aloha.
Aloha. Have a great day.
Going to come back. Ron Syrak, you know, we're wrapping up the LPGA season. It's almost over. Isn't that amazing? It's amazing because they've been playing for a long time, working toward Player of the Year. And one of, you know, we have so many great, great players. Allison Corpuz is 10 under right now, and she's in the lead. There are others, you know, right behind. But I'm just going to celebrate the fact that Allison Corpuz right now is 10 under. Okay, we'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
You want a new home, but what do you need first? Call Cross Country Mortgage. Great customer service. They're your personal mortgage lender. Getting pre-approved is the key to being prepared to get the home you want. Cross Country offers a wide range of loans. Our Hawaii-savvy real estate lenders help your loan go smoothly. Call Derek at 808-445-4038. Experience mortgage made easy. Cross Country Mortgage, 808-445-4038.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
You know, speaking of the perfect gift, maybe this would be the time for you to think about, well, he needs this or she wants that. Is Aloha Power Equipment's 40th anniversary sale. Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Honda, Billy Goat, up to 40% off. Okay? That's amazing. By the way, if you need equipment repaired, Aloha Power Equipment Superstore. That's the place to go. Right behind the Costco gas station. And also, the Waipahu store is open. You can talk to the reps, talk with their staff about your needs, and you reap the rewards. It's their 40th anniversary today and tomorrow. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore. We put power at your fingertips. We are KORL, Waianae, Honolulu.
Only three parts to the golf swing: the backswing, the impact position, and follow through. So why is my head exploding? Let's go back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
All right. Ron Syrock is coming up in just about 5-6 minutes, and I want to share some news with you. Tiger Woods, remember the Player Impact Program? PIP, the guy who's got the most influence, the guy who moves the needle. How long have we been saying that? Well, he's won the Player Impact Program award again. He's also playing in the Hero World Challenge against the best players in the world. It's a very, very small field. It's the first time for him in competition since missing the cut this year at St. Andrews. And we all thought, because it's nice and flat, it would be so easy. Nah. By the way, it's an unofficial event. Only 20 are playing, raising money for Tiger's Foundation. He's also playing in the match with Rory McIlroy against Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas. Isn't this going to be fun? A lot of trash talking is, I think, in the mix here, in addition to some fabulous competition. He's expected, you know, to play in the PNC Championship with son Charlie. Charlie's going to be amazing, but I don't want to put any expectations over there. Woods is allowed to use that golf cart at the PNC. There were questions about whether he was going to, you know, use a golf cart at the Hero World Challenge. That's not really playing golf. I mean, if you know what I'm saying, you got to be on the same playing field. Like, if you're going to award points to a tournament for guys to win and earn points, then it's got to be the same thing. Like, it should all be 72 holes or all 54 holes, whatever. Because you get more, you know, 4 days, much more tiring than 3 days. I just thought I'd put it in there. Tony Finau. Tony, you know, Turtle Bay? Remember when he was a teenager here? Tony Finau shot 62 yesterday. His longest putt, 13 feet 6 inches. He's playing in the Cadence Bank Houston Open. Yes, that's underway. He finished his opening round with a string of birdies. And then, of course, took it right into Friday, making 10 birdies to match his career low with that 8 under 62. Big lead right now. It's really great to see. It's just really great to see, and it'll be fun seeing him here at the Century Tournament of Champions. And by the way, it wasn't all fun and games in this Cadence Bank Houston Open. The thunderstorms and the gusts of wind that we didn't have to experience too badly yesterday halted play, are part of a system that is expected to shift to a northerly wind and then drop temperatures 20 degrees over the weekend. That's really rough on the old body. You know what I'm saying? 20 degrees. So several tee boxes and pin positions adjusted to account for the forecast. It's going to be interesting to see how things shape up. And then another news note before we take a break, before Ron. Golf TV is closing shop. Warner Brothers Discovery announces that it's closing Golf TV, but that doesn't impact the $20 billion international media rights agreement, according to a PGA Tour spokesman with WB Discovery. That remains in place. So many things are shifting and changing, and this question and that question, of course. And I want to ask Ronnie if he thinks we'll hear about whether or not LIV is going to earn points. The big question. All right, we're going to come back with Ron Syrak after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PJ and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me, what is
up? I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at SIPAC is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets with the serenity that comes from having SIPAC watching your network and infrastructure so you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at SIPAC.com. That's CYPA.com. MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. COVID compliant. Fire damage repair, mold remediation, asbestos abatement. Call 528-3434. And now, get MD cleaned.
I got these really cool pitch fixes, okay, to repair your ball mark, which is really, really important, because as soon as you repair it, all the grass is happy and it grows. And you'll never know that you made a little dent in things. It's a pitch fix. It's like a little switchblade. And it has magnetic space for your ball mark. So if you have your favorite ball mark and it's metal, it'll go right there, okay? And all you have to be is the ninth caller. Just, pull out your phone, dial 808-545-1111. 808-545-1111. Ron Syrak is next.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Ron Syrak is an award-winning writer, Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement and Journalism Award recipient, LPGA Media Excellence Award, author, Vision 54, the trilogy with Lynn Marriott and Pia Nilsson. It includes one book that I think was on the bestseller, Play Your Best Golf Now, and a member of the Western Pennsylvania Golf Association Hall of Fame. The big thing that's going on right now is who's going to win Player of the Year. But for us in Hawaii, Ron Syrak, the fact that Allison Corpuz is at the top of the leaderboard this weekend with the likes of Nelly Korda, Maria Fassi, Lexi Thompson, all in this field. First off, welcome into the clubhouse, Ron.
Aloha. Thanks for having me on. And hey, what's fascinating about this is, Allison's on top, and she got Maya Stark in second place, a 22-year-old from Sweden. And Maya's only victory on the LPGA, her first victory, she's only 22 years old, her first victory was at the IPS Honda in Northern Ireland this year And second place was Allison Corfu. So they're sort of familiar being in this situation. And on the in the final round that day, Allison shot 68. They were tied going to the final round. Allison shot 68. That's normally good enough to win. Maya shot a 63.
Wow.
So there are two players who are familiar with each other.
Wow, isn't that something? This is some hot golf. That and the player of the year. This just background points based. Bottom line is, you know, it's not a
right.
I don't want.
You get 30 points for winning a tournament. 12 for second, 9 for third, 7. For fourth, 6 for fifth, down to 1 for 10th place.
Right.
And then you accumulate the points that way, and that determines the winner.
Right. It's not a popularity contest. Okay.
Right.
Now, Annika Sörenstam, 8-time player of the year. But, you know, I was looking into things, and at Kathy Whitworth, I always thought Annika was the winningest player in LPGA history. Was Kathy?
Kathy's like the winningest player by about every regard. You know, she's got 88 career wins, and she won. I mean, and you'd think when Kathy Whitworth was racking up her Player of the Year award, she was playing against Mickey Wright a lot in there. So she had some pretty tough competition, as Annika did too. You know, I mean, Annika was, if you look at it, she had three other Hall of Fame players going head-to-head against her at her peak too. Kari Webb, Julie Inkster, and Siri Pak. You know, there was one stretch in there. I'd say it was from about 98 or 99 through 2003, somewhere in there, where of the 24 LPGA majors played, 20 of the 24 were won by those four players.
Yeah, it was like the Fabulous Four. Yeah,
yeah, Pak, Webb, Inkster, and Sorensen. Yep.
Yeah, truly amazing. Competition. So, in addition to Annika Sörenstam's 8-time Player of the Year, Lorena Ochoa and Yanni Tseng, 2011 and 2012, just a whole lot of really strong, but kind of almost predictable back then. But nowadays, it seems to be like neck and neck. These players are, you never know who's going to win. What is it? This 1 point is separating the top? Now?
Yeah, Lydia Ko's got a 1-point lead over Minji Lee, who won the U.S. Women's Open this year and was second in the Women's PGA. She played great in all five majors. But it looks like we're going to go into next week's CMA Group Tour Championship with four players with a chance to win. Ko's got 150 points, Minji Lee 149, Brooke Henderson 130, and Adia Titicul 130.
Well,
so, you know, with 30 points going to the winner, any one of those four could be Player of the Year next week.
Yeah, but we started off before this tournament started with, you know, Lydia Ko could have, if she won, and she's been on such a streak, she could have won the Player of the
Year. She could have wrapped it up, yeah. But it doesn't look like she's going to win this week.
Yeah. Now, we're talking a lot about Lydia because she's come on so strong in the last year, maybe 2 years. What do you think?
She started her comeback last year, yeah, no question about it. But this year is, and I think this has been quietly under the radar. I don't really think, I sort of said on Golf Channel this week, I don't think it's been reported enough. This is Lydia's best year since 2016. She's right now leading in the Player of the Year race. She's leading in the Bear Trophy race for lowest scoring average. Both of those are awards that carry with them LPGA Hall of Fame points. You need 27 points to get in. She's already got 22 points.
Wow.
And if she wins those two awards, she's got 24. So, you know, and she's only 25 years old. So she's right there. She's won twice this year. It's her first multi-win season since 2016. In 2016, she won her 14th LPGA event. This year, she got number 17 and 18. I think that there's a chance that this next 5 years for Lydia could be as good as that first 5 years. For her. In her first 5 years, she won 14 tournaments. She might match that the next five.
Wow. You know, there was a part of me that loved Lydia in the very beginning. I mean, when she was 14 and she was still an amateur and she was like just taking the world by storm. And then there was a period when, I don't know, something happened. I was at an event and I saw her father literally adjust her driver head, you know, and place it so that, you know, she had to do the backswing and everything. But it was just so strange seeing that happen. I didn't even think that was legal. And then she went into kind of a funk, and now she's coming back out. So
I think that Lydia is back to playing like a kid again. You know, I remember I played with her in the first pro-am she played as an LPGA member. She was 16 years old, and she was totally delightful. And she told me that day that she might retire when she was 30 because she had other things in life that she wanted to do. Well, you know, if she retires at 30, she's still got 5 more years to go.
Exactly.
I think there was a time when Lydia, as the distance explosion started to hit the LPGA and other players were starting to hit it, 275, 280, 285, 290, and Lydia's hitting at 250, she was trying to figure out how to get more distance out of her driver. And she ended up hitting it short and crooked, you know, which is a bad combination to have. I think what she's done now is decided to go back to doing what she does best, which is don't worry about how far you hit it, because she's got one of the great short games ever. And just go out there, enjoy the game, and have fun. And she always has a smile on her face. But I think she's going back to playing with that enthusiasm and joy of a child again. And that's got her back to, she's not overthinking it. She's just playing it.
Yeah, I see it in her smile. You know, yeah. You really can see it. She there's so much in her face that tells you how she's doing. I am pretty incredibly impressed by Atiya Titikul, who is already the Rookie of the Year, and not that far away from being Player of the Year, frankly, but by 20 points, I guess she's kind of far away.
Yeah, no, she's got, I mean, if she could, you know, if she won next week, and let's see, Lydia would have to finish lower than second. So if she won next week, they'd give her 160 points. Lydia would, and if Lydia finished third, she'd have 159. So if Titikul won next week and Lydia finishes lower than second and she becomes Player of the Year, she will have accomplished something that only two players in the history of the LPGA have done, which is be Player of the Year and Rookie of the Year in the same season. Nancy Lopez did it in 1978, and Sung Hyun Park did it in 2017. So that would be a historic accomplishment for Adia, and you know, and she's only 19 years old.
Oh, as long as they keep their mindset, you know. I mean, when you said Lydia Ko is 25, I went, huh?
Yeah.
Even though,
well, I do think that's one of the challenges, and we've seen it over and over and over again with young players come out there. And are really, really good at an early age. You mentioned Jiani Shen earlier in this. Are really good early on. The challenge is when you get to be number one, when you get to be the best in the world, when you're winning tournaments, all of a sudden, how do you maintain that? Because all these other distractions come, the distractions of there's more media demands. There's more demands from sponsors. There's more offers from sponsors. And it's hard to keep your focus on golf. So, you know, that would be Titikul's next challenge is after this year, is she able to just stay focused on what her mission is to win golf tournaments and not get distracted? Because we've seen other players led astray by those demands.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's a lot of what happened to Ricky Fowler. I think
that's a great example.
Yeah. And because, I mean, his face was everywhere. You turn on the television, there's a commercial here, commercial there. You're being pulled in so many different directions.
I used to do for Golf Digest magazine for 14 years. I did their top 50 all-encompassing money list, where I'd figure out official, unofficial money, and endorsement money, and then rank the players that way. And one year, Ricky was always in my top 50, he was usually in the top 20. And one year his agent called me and complained and said, my player should be higher on that list than you have him. And I said, I actually think he's doing pretty good considering he never wins any golf tournaments.
Yes.
I mean, he still had, he had endorsement deals, coming out of his ears because he's such a nice, likable guy, and he was a great face to have for your corporation.
Yes, exactly, exactly. You couldn't help but love him.
Yeah.
With that smile. Kind of an interesting place to ask this question, though. You followed Tiger Woods through his... How long did you follow Tiger?
I saw it all. I started following him in 27 years ago, 95, you know. He was still an amateur, yeah.
Right. So, you were on the PGA Tour. That was your haunt. And you covered the PGA Tour. Then now you really cover the LPGA. Why the switch?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. I was always, for Golf World magazine, I covered the business side of golf a lot for them. And for Golf Digest, too. I wrote a lot about the business side of golf. Well, in at the beginning of the 2002 LPGA season, Ty Votaw, the then commissioner, had a mandatory player summit in Phoenix to discuss how to better market the tour. So I went out to cover that summit. And I was covered the summit. It was like a 3-day summit. Then right after that was the Phoenix LPGA event. And I said, well, I'll stay and cover that event. Well, I played in the Pro-Am, and I played with Annika Sorenstam. I knew one of the amateurs in my group was going to be John Solheim, the president of Ping. And I knew he would get to pick who he wanted to play with. I thought he'd pick one of the ping players, but he picked Annika. And I asked him, "Why'd you pick Annika?" He said, "Well, how often do you get the chance to play with the best in the world?" So I play with Annika. We shoot 17 under par and we win.
Wow!
And she hit every iron shot, 15 feet pin high. And I called my boss and I said, "I said I think Annika's going to have a really big year this year." And he said, "Why don't you stay with her as long as she's winning?" I said, "All right." Well, she won 11 times that year. I was out there a lot. And so then I stayed, and I got close to Annika, and I did a feature story with her that year in 2002. I ghost wrote a column for her for Golf World. And then 2003 was the amazing year when she won two majors, finished second by one stroke in the other two majors, played in the men's event on the PGA Tour, led Europe to victory in the Solheim Cup in her homeland, Sweden, completed the career Grand Slam at the Women's British Open, and was inducted into the Royal Golf Hall of Fame. And I was at all those events. So wow. Then it just became. Well, this is pretty cool. I'm staying here. Plus, and this is not a small factor, women are a lot of fun to cover. You know, the better you know somebody, the better you can write about them. And the women golfers open up to you in a more complete way than the men golfers do, I think because they're still playing for one-fifth of the prize money. You know, they still want that attention. They want to get their story out there. They want to promote their tour. And so I always found them easier and more fun to write about.
Right, and to be around. We're just a lot more fun to be around. We're not afraid to laugh.
Going back to when I said I played with Lydia in her Pro-Am when she was 16 years old, that was on a Wednesday. On Saturday, the tournament director comes in, hands me an envelope, and I open it up. It's a handwritten note from Lydia to me thanking me for playing. And it was like a paragraph, you know. I want to thank you for playing with me in my first program as an LPGA player. I'm sorry we didn't win. The win was really tough today, but gee, you putted great. You know, this incredible thing. And the next time I saw her, I said, you know, Lydia, Tiger Woods almost never sends me a thank you note.
Almost never.
That's the difference between the men and the women, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. You know, I just want to mention that when you talk about your writing, I was thinking about the piece. I think you were in Abu Dhabi.
Yes, I did. I went to Abu Dhabi, Bahrain, and Dubai. Yeah.
Yeah. And you did a piece. I felt when I was reading it, I felt like I was there for morning prayers, and it was an amazing in-depth. I mean, it just What was it like there?
Well, it is amazing to be in a place where sort of the 12th century and the 21st century are going on simultaneously, you know, and that's what it was like. But to be awoken at 5 in the morning by the call to morning prayers was just a mystical feeling. I mean, it's the cadence of the songs is different than Western rhythms, and it's a whole different feeling. And I was just totally blown away by that whole experience. I went to the Grand Mosque in Abu Dhabi, and it's the most impressive creation by human beings that I've ever been in. Just an unbelievable building. And at the same time, you know, I went to a sand golf course, you know, and where they had it was made by golf got to the Middle East by British oil workers in the early around in the 1970s. And it was an amazing experience.
Did you say sand golf course?
Sand golf course. Yep. Yeah, the whole course was sand. They'd give you a piece of plastic mat. You'd carry it with you. You'd hit your golf ball out into the fairway. Go find your golf ball. Put it on the plastic mat, and then hit your next shot. And then the greens were oiled to give them a firm. You know, they could. You know, I was talking to the general manager, and she was saying she said, with oiling the greens, I could make them any speed I want to make. And she said, the other cool thing about a sand golf course, you give me 2 days and a bulldozer, I can make it an entirely new golf course.
That is so much fun. I mean, you are so much fun. We've got about 60 seconds. Let me just ask you this. Do you ever think the world, you know, will find out... will the governing board of, world ranking points, will they come up with a decision in the, you know, not too distant future?
On the LIV Golf situation?
Yes. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
I don't think that they're going to have a decision. I don't think there's going to be something that LIV's going to be happy with for next year, for 2023. I think LIV's got to make some changes in order to meet the world golf ranking criteria. I think 54 holes is a problem. I think shotgun start is a problem. I think only 48 players in the field is a problem. And I don't see those problems being fixed before the start of next season.
I couldn't agree with you more. It's a party. They're having a party.
I mean, their marketing slogan is "It's golf, but louder," and that's what it's all about. And I started to realize as I was following, as the haters attacked me on Twitter, mm-hmm. I started to realize, oh, I get this now. They're not trying to reach golf fans. They're trying to reach the people who want to party. You know,
and
that's who they're trying to bring into these events as spectators.
Ron Czyrak, thank you so much for being on the show. Award-winning writer, you know it. Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America, Lifetime Achievement in Journalism recipient, as well as LPGA Media Excellence Award and author, Vision 54 Trilogy with Lynn Marriott and Pia Nilsson. Thanks for being on the show.
Aloha, my friend. Talk to you down the road.
Thank you. Aloha Power Equipment's mega store in Evilay, right next door to Gas... you know, the Costco gas station. Yes, but you can get in there and park on Alakava in Evilay. They're having the Veterans Day sale, 40% off in some cases. You got to go in and check it out because it's only today and tomorrow. We've got MD Restoration, flood or fire disasters. You need help. And MD Restoration is on it. And it could be flooding from inside your house any time of the day. Or the night, right away, if disaster strikes your home, your office, call MD Restoration and their licensed contractors. So they'll do the cleanup and the repair. 808-528-3434. We're always so honored to have the support of the Aloha Section PGA. And the best way to get good at this game is to learn from a PGA, a PGA of America member. It takes a lot of time and love of this game to become a PGA. So because they love the game and they're great teachers, you need to go see them. All you got to do is go to your nearest, call the Aloha Section PGA office. CYPAC for cybersecurity for your company, your organization. CYPAC, and it's an elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of protection anywhere in Hawaii. They're here, located online, CYPAC.com, 808-861-9595. That's it. All right. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2022.